Yeah, so the Rashba has a good reason why Ish is not Nefesh B'Chazakah. Because he says you're not being counted in the goof of the Isha. So what does Rabbeinu Tam hold? Right, because Rabbeinu Tam says that it's Pshita that the Isha is not Nefesh B'Chazakah. But you guys ask me very well, what kind of Chazakah apply to Isha? Chazaka makes sense when you're machzik in the guf hadavar. But over here, you're not being machzik in the guf. Guf ha'isha is not nicknames. The Rashba's answer was seem to be Rambam. It seems to be too powerful. I mean, it's right, it makes sense.
In terms of king, Chazak is always in the book?
Yeah.
Right? Rabbi, in terms of Kenyan, Chazak is always in the book, Adava?
Yeah.
No, there's no case.
Like you have Karaka.
Right, or
so no good are reports.
Or a Kenyan have or something.
Yeah, well. In the edit. You take your grip.
Yeah, that was your point on Shabbos. You pick up the woman.
That's right.
Then work.
So on the surface, I would say that Chazaka here by the Isha would be Tashmish. In other words, that she serves him. Like she makes breakfast for him. Tashmish derech Isha.
Mezigas
Akos.
Right. Anything like that.
So you have to say Maisi Adayim is the rest. Correct?
Isn't that Derabanan?
That's the only problem.
But definitely, but Maisi Adayim means that she works and she makes money.
Right. You mean, but the Derech Ishus, Tashmish Derech Ishus, would be even if it's not in the Raisa she's Chayim, but it's a kind of Tashmish that is also, that is a part of the Derech Ishus, the Derech of living.
That's
right.
Rabbanon is a
Diyah,
but
Amran
is that type of
Malacha. Yeah, Rabbanon is not based on nothing.
Right.
It's categorical. It's a Maisa Derech Ishus.
By Chazaka, isn't it the Chazaka usually performed by the acquiring party?
Not necessarily.
You know, the other case of Chazaka is?
No, in the Eved, that.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's right. It's Chazaka, right?
Ow?
Yeah.
Funny.
He's working for you.
Uh-huh. Okay, so.
Oh.
Okay. It's Ramban dance, it's the Eved Kanani is Nick Chazaka, but Eved Ivri is only Kesef and Shtar.
Yes.
Same type of idea. Ramban dance.
It doesn't. The only problem I have is that it would be Amrahi that she can't do the Maisa Akna by Isis.
No, but she could, if he's in Adam Kacha and she gives him a gift, and with that Hana, the Kabbalah gift, the Makadisha, right? So she gave the gift.
That's right.
You don't say it,
it's
over here, right?
It was that,
huh? You know, she's doing the mice, but now that she guessed him accepting her gift. Over here, you know, she's serving him. Well, he says with that, I said, Chazaka, I'm going to you.
Yeah. what he wants is, but you know.
No, I'm not saying, no, it's Kesa. I'm just saying that he would still do the Amira and say, I'll be calling you when you're the Chazak of Hiroshima. Like, he's still going to say it. The fact that she's doing the Maisa, that really matter?
Yeah, you can't have her doing the Maisa.
Well, but
she has to be passive in the Maisa.
If she gives the gift, and the Hana that she gets from him accepting her gift, he's passive. Right.
Say again.
She gives him a gift. He's an Adam Klasha. But he's passive. He's just Kabbalah the Matana. But still good.
And she gives him a gift?
A gift.
Okay.
And he's an Adam Klasha. And she gives it to him.
Right. So then he's giving her an all.
But he's not actively. Right now, he's passively receiving her.
Right, right. But the Rishonim say that all Hanor is like considered like Kesef.
Right, right.
So he's giving her a Hanor, which is translated into Kesef, and therefore he's being Mekadosh.
Right, I know, but still, he's being passive and she's being active. He's not actively giving her Hanor, he's passively receiving her gift. The Matana, and now she's has Hanor from that. You don't say that's a problem of Amr He.
Yeah, because he's the one that's giving the Hanor. When he's Makabo, he's giving the Hanor.
Yeah, he's not actively giving Hanor, he's passively.
He's conceptually active.
Sort of.
But over here, you're going to say it's completely active on her part. Yes, so how do we get around that problem?
But how do you know that's the problem of Amrahi? Because Amrahi is where she says, Arya, and Yimikadesh is Lacha. Who said she's like defining the nature of what's going on? But here, to be the one saying it,
who'll say, Arya, Yimikadesh is
Lee? Chazaka Vashimarza.
That wouldn't be considered Nasnahi.
What's the case of Nasnahi? I'm not really.
No, she gives him money. And he says, Araya Mekadeshes Lehi in the Sina Zoo.
Oh, well, that's because of the Kenyan Kasa. In the wrong direction. This is the Kenyan of Chazaka.
In other words, what you're saying is, that she could be active physically, but halachically she's being passive. Because in Chazaka she's subordinating herself.
Right.
So it would be active physically, but not active conceptually. So that's what it would be. That's good. That's very good.
But Rebbe, the man doesn't have to do any Maisa in that case?
No.
Okay.
All he has to do is Hare Amakadesh.
So confused.
That's all he has to do. But he has differentiation. Isa is active. The character of a man is good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Clear.
If everybody can you mute
one more time?
If everybody can mute.
It's a problem with the sound. I hear Rabbi Shit clearly, but when other people speak, it's like an echo or something.
Yes, everybody put on your mutes.
Somebody has a sounds like a reverb. Right, right.
Yeah, so that's the answer for Avinatan. Okay, so you want to go further?
Sure.
Wait,
Yes.
I'm sorry, the phone cut out. You were saying that apparently she's active physically, but conceptually or halakhically, the character is what? And then the phone cut out. Could you repeat that part?
Yeah, she's active physically, but the character of the activity is a passive one. Because she's subordinating herself to him. Through this activity, she's subordinating herself to him. So the character of the activity is passive. Even though the activity itself is active physically.
You mean passive or submissive?
Well, that's passive.
And he's explaining what passive is for this.
Okay.
I'm going to hang up and it resolves the problem, everybody.
Everybody mute Sean's
mic. It could be what's the words around Banho. So it could be around Banho that an Isha cannot be active even physically. Because it says Ki Gach is Isha. So the machlokus between Ramban or Abanathan would be, what is the exclusion of being active? If she's active physically, but conceptually it's passive, is that good or not? That would be the machlokus. It's a beautiful machlokus. It's really conceptual. Okay, good. But what else?
There's a few more lines of justice.
Okay, let's go. where would we look? I think we did the test. I'm not mistaken. Right?
We didn't finish this. I don't know if you wanted the second half of that.
Yeah, let's look.
You up to the next one?
Yeah.
That's 6 lines from the bottom or so.
Tomar,
Echi saw the Vaitach, Melech, Be'afram, Chetikna Isha, Bechalipin.
Yeah.
Hase Efron Kupa, Ni Bechalipin. Lomatir Chalipin, Lovikuchavim.
This is a funny question. Because who says you include the particular
Efron?
Of Efron. Maybe it's just the Sada. But we're not going to the history of Ephron. It seems like a very weak kind of question. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, okay, good. Anyway, what do you have to say about that? It bothered me right away. Was they Ephraim Gufa on Mitni Bahalit? The one was seen of Halit and Lovika Chavim? Was a guy can never use King Halit? So it comes out that if you're learning Ephraim, you would have to exclude Halit. Because Ephraim was a guy. And a guy can't do a ma'asekin, I believe. Okay, but who says I'm learning after the particulars of who was involved? Maybe I'm just learning after the case that Sod is a commodity. And that can be dealt with King Khalid. True, it's only by Israel, but you're learning out. As far as the Israel is concerned, and is concerned because we're learning out for Kedusha. And Kedusha is only Israel. So, well, what's the basic question?
Didn't Tosa say earlier that it's not a general idea package between Sada and Nisha? That's why he went to derive Shtar from this. It's a lima to a particular case,
right,
of what occurred there, of Kesa. Maybe you want to extend it to the Doma Kesa. Case, but it's, the limit is based on this particular of Avram giving Kesef to Avram. Once you're going to say it in particular, and maybe since Khalipin is not Shayach, then you have derived it.
So what are you saying? Are you going to including Ephraim?
Yeah, you're including Ephraim as part of the particular.
It was, I mean, how are you answering the question? Otherwise, I'm saying that when you learn enough from another place, it says you include the particular, and you're just saying, you do include it.
And that's the nature of this limud is not a generic idea of Sada and Isha, not creating a division between Sada and Isha.
Still Kasaf.
Saying whatever kinyan they use there, they use here.
They actually use Khalifa.
They use Kesef. You're saying this is like that kinyan over there. Khalifa is just like that. But it's not. Friends have used it.
Yeah, what is it, Rabbi Man?
I hear your question. Your question makes sense.
Can you ask the question the other way? Once you're using a certain model, gives you the right to exclude how that model operated with Ephron and Avram. Or should we say that you should use Philippe if that's the model that Torah is using?
By the way, Marshall, the sound quality is getting really, really bad.
Yeah. Well, maybe because we're not paying
anything. I can't hear. I couldn't make that out.
Sorry? Could Avram have done it? Could Avram have chosen this
example? You asked that question all
time? No, just is Avram a Jew?
I'm one wrong.
In this example, could Avram have done Khalifa? The problem is, could Avram?
Yeah. Okay, go further.
Okay.
Joey had also asked a question. He said, this is Kohen Matan Torah altogether. How do you ever have a chilek in Bavayin, a Jew? Not your question, different question, but it's...
Well, before Matan Torah, go ahead, a Kenyan.
He's asking a distinction between Ephron and Avram.
Well, Ephron and Avram both would have a din of Ben Noach.
Okay.
So since they both have a din of Ben Noach, so they will both be under whatever kinyan Ovid Kachavim could have. Because Taisum Tzachim says that Avram had a din of Ben Noach. So I assume he's going by the same idea.
They couldn't have used Khalifim.
So they couldn't have used Khalifim.
Right. So their Kesef is not done with the Khalifim.
That's right. So how could you think that you'd learn out Chalipin from Sadei Ephraim?
Right.
Since they're both Goyim, so they can only use Kesef. All right, so what is Tais answer?
The Shlomar? Well, I guess it's based on the question. He says, just to finish the question, he says, the Amrinan, the Bechoros, Midi Yisrael, Bechada, Ovei Kochav, Nami Bechada.
So you have to, what's the case?
So they have from the Tosas Arash that he has in, he says, Yisrael, Kona, Bemaos, Vigoy, Bemeshicha.
Yeah, that's by Metaltolin.
Yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So apparently the Tyson is learning that you see by Metalwin that the guy is Kona Bikin Meshicha and the Yisrael is Kona Bikin Kesef. And it says Bechada. So Tyson is learning, but Chalipin won't work because it won't be. In other words, he's learned that the Gemara is saying that each one has a unique Kenyan.
Right.
So the Yisrael has a unique Kenyan, which is
Kesef.
And the guy has a unique Kenyan, which is Meshicha.
He picks up the money.
So therefore, Chalipin is excluded.
This is Dariah.
That the Torah made the Kenyan of a guy qualitatively differentiated from the Kenyan of a Jew. And the mark of the Kenyan of a guy is he only has one Kenyan. And what Kenyan is that? Meshicha. Because Meshicha is really like a fundamental material Kenyan. In other words, he grabs it. But Kesef is different. Kesef is more conceptual. So the mark of the Yisrael is Kesef, and the mark of the guy is Meshicha. But Chalipin wouldn't be good by a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because Chalipin is really a sophisticated Kenyan.
Mm-hmm.
And you're telling me that the guy has to have a Kenyan which represents his status, is in line with his status.
Mm-hmm.
And what is his status? His status is he's tied to more to the primitive. So therefore, Meshicha is more like a primitive Kenyan. Like he's taking hold of it.
Mm-hmm.
But Kesef is too abstract for him. So if that's the case, Chalipin would be too abstract for him. So that's Tesis Kasha. That a guy is not Shaykh for Chalipin. He has no place in Chalipin. Because that's really an abstract Kenyan.
Mm.
And only a Jew could come under the category of Chalipin. Right? That's his question. Okay, good. Very good question. So what is the answer?
Yishlomar, the Hainu Labar Mechalipin.
Zemi Yisrael.
Zemi, the Yisrael B'chada. Just like by Yisrael, it says only one, but Chalipin works. So he's one besides for Chalipin. So two, the guy is one, Meshicha besides for Chalipin. The Achi Kamar. B'di Yisrael b'chada, Kenyan chadash by Mechalipin. Shehem b'shneyem. Just like Yisrael is, I guess, one new Kenyan besides for Chalipin. And how does that read? Shehem b'shneyem.
Shehem
b'shneyem. By both of them.
Chalipin works by both of them. So that is the differentiation. But the differentiation is, if you put Chalipin aside, then you'll have the differentiation between a guy and a Jew. But they're both equal when it comes to Chalipin.
It works.
But it works. The same mashma l'kamon.
Gavi nimkar lo v'kochavim mikasef miknaso. The kasef nikna, v'enem nikna, b'toras tivua v'kelem, u'mayn yu chalipin.
Shema mi'o.
Shar dvarim niknim b'chalipin l'vachav.
Only these items.
Right.
Only an
evet, some unevident. So nimkar lo v'kochavim, so the God is the Kenyan. And you're telling me that what, that over there chalipin is no good. So it's mashma that chalipin is no good over there. But in anything else,
Chalipin,
if I was making a Kenyan with another kechavim, would be good.
Right. Like chametim before Pesach.
That's one of the Kenyanim they do. So the only question is that the Havamina was very good.
Conception.
The Havamina had a svara to it.
Right.
But the Maskana sounds funny. because suddenly you're raising up the kid, the guy. So what is the bechada business?
If they can do chalipin, why can't they do kesef?
Right. If they can do chalipin, so why can't they do kesef? Yeah, so what do you say? It's a good kasha.
How do you know maskana that they can't do kesef?
Maskana is they can't do kesef. But chalipin, he wants to say they could both do. In other words, the Gemara is not talking about chalipin. Chalipin is a given in both cases.
Right.
By the guy and by the Jew. And the Gemara is just talking about what other kinyan besides chalipin do we have? So there they say the Jew could do kesef, because that's a sophisticated kinyan, but the guy has to remain with a primitive kinyan, which is meshicha. But chalipin is good by both. But the whole question was that chalipin should not be good by a guy, just like kesef is not good by a guy. Mm-hmm. So what do you guys say? You see, I think the answer is like this. That chalipin really has two things in it. One is, like the Rambam says, it's ikri, it's a kinyan. And that's abstract. But there's something else there. How does the kinyan work? The kinyan works through exchange. In other words, there's an exchange going on. And exchange is the most primitive form of kinyan, which is barter. Where you don't have, where you have barter between two commodities. So barter is really a primitive kind. It's the most primitive change of ownership. Now you change the ownership through an exchange. Like in Africa, say I'll give you one cow and you give me two sheep. Okay, so barter is really the most primitive of all kinyanim, it's exchange. Mm-hmm. Now, chalipin is sophisticated, but it's based on barter. Because what you're doing is, you're saying, I'm giving you this now, this shoe, in exchange for your house, right? Mm-hmm. In exchange for your house. So therefore, you owe me the tashlumen. I mean, I'll owe you the tashlumen for the rest of the house. But meantime, we'll effectuate a kinyan by this exchange. So since it's really essentially exchange, so it's even more primitive than... More primitive than what?
Kesef.
Than kesef. Because kesef is not an exchange. According to Tosfos, the Ramban wanted to say kesef, if I remember correctly, it is an exchange. But Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam is another way. Rabbeinu Tam holds kesef is an abstract chalos kinyan. It's a maisa nesinas hakesef. But barter is primitive. So therefore, Tosfos says that it's true that the whole philosophy of kinyan suitor is a sophisticated one. Because you're doing it in order to create a kinyan. But the fact is, what is the medium that you're using? The medium that you're using is barter. So that's why it's good by a guy. That's why it's good by a guy. So the Gemara means of a bar mechalipin. Because chalipin is good by a guy too. Why? Because it's a barter exchange. And a barter exchange, a guy can understand. So he understands that it's a barter exchange. The only thing is that there's no tashlum, so you're going to owe the extra money. So that's Tosis Maskana. That's Tosis Maskana. In other words, if I were to create an order of kinyanim, I would say the most primitive is like really barter, like amach of par b'chamor. Okay, that's real barter. And then you have barter, which is used to effectuate a kinyan. That's already a little bit of an intellectual concept. And then you have kesef, which is really a technical kinyan. So therefore, the Havamina held that a guy is mufka from kesef and he's mufka from chalipin too. And the Maskana says, no, since chalipin is in between kesef and Mashiach, it's effective. It's effective by a guy. That's the question.
I don't understand why isn't Moss the type of barter.
Moss is not barter. You know, the reason why it's not barter is because it's intrinsic value. So you can't exchange two things that have different qualities. Barter is where I exchange one commodity for another commodity.
And
exchanging kesef, you're introducing a whole qualitatively different concept, an intrinsic value.
I got it. Right, that this could be replaced with this thing, which has nothing to do with it.
That's right.
Doesn't associate with it.
That's correct.
Whereas a cow and a horse.
Yeah, cow and horse.
Same yet, cow for a horse. That's right. Hey, I'm giving you money for this thing.
You're right.
Money got to do with it.
Yeah, money is a sophisticated concept. It's value. And value is not an exchange for a commodity. I think, frankly, Ramban is difficult. But that's what helps.
Maybe?
Yeah.
So you're saying, so according to the Havamina, for sure, a guy would be able to do like Mahta Farah Hamar. Are you saying that?
That's right.
That's not the question. It's more the abstracted form of that where it becomes the Suzar.
That's right. That's right. You're right. I'm going to have to say that.
How do Tosis even hold that, though? Because he's just trying to explain our Gemara of what the Gemara
is. I agree with Ellie. Now, I put myself on a limb. That even Tosis and the Havamina held that a guy could do a machlof par b'chamor. Because that's simply a barter exchange. But not kinyan suter.
I think that completely the opposite. That even the Maskana, he wouldn't say you could do a kinyan suter. He's not saying, Tosis is trying to explain our Gemara. Our Gemara is saying, maybe you could do chalipin. And he's saying, how can you derive chalipin? Stay after him.
If a guy can't do it.
Right, but Tosis himself never had a Havamina that by an Isha you could do Chalipin and Pachas Mishavah Prusa.
That's the Gemara has a Havamina.
No, Tosis, when he was explaining the Gemara, he was saying that the Gemara's Havamina was that maybe Chalipin, when it is a Shavah Prusa, should work. That was the only Havamina the Gemara ever had.
That's based on Liman from Sada.
Right, so a chalipin of a shavapruta from Sada. That was his question. How do you have the right to go for a chalipin of a shavapruta from Sada to Stay Ephraim? So he's just saying, yeah, by Stay Ephraim, it really would have worked. But he just has to show that a chalipin of a shavapruta should work from Stay Ephraim. He has no need to posit that a chalipin of less than a shavapruta is going to work.
I don't get where
you're going. Tosos is just trying to explain our Gemara. How could our Gemara have a Havamina to think? the chalipin of a shavaputa should work by an isha.
If the whole key of chalipin is excluded from a guy.
The whole key, right, exactly. How could you have alim? You know, the whole key of chalipin is not shayach to a guy.
Right.
How could you have a, right?
Right.
So the maskana is, yeah, the chalipin of a shavaputa is shayach to a guy. But where do you see from Tosafot that the chalipin of a pachas of shavaputa would work? It's unnecessary. He never says it. And it's unnecessary.
I don't know. Isn't Tesis's question? How you learning from Sadei Ephron, and Sadei Ephron Chalipin is no good by a guy.
Right.
So where do you get off to even engage in a question of Pachas Mishavah Prutah?
No. The Gemara never. See, Tosis never says the Gemara even had a Havamin of Pachas Mishavah Prutah by Chalipin. It never wanted to try that. They only tried to prove
Chalipin.
But they're different. Remember, that's the Tosis's point. That they're different. The Gemara never thought that would work. They only thought the chalipin of a shavah prutah would work.
Tosis is not talking about that. Tosis is not talking about the Gemara's question and Gemara's answer. In other words, the Gemara's question only begins if you could show me that chalipin can exist by a sada first. Then we can discuss by an isha, pachas mishavah. Yes, I'm a shepherd, but if you can't show me that it works by soda, there's nothing to talk about.
Didn't
work. Right, for sure. Tosis's habamina was that nothing should work at all.
That chalipin is...
At all. And all types of chalipin shouldn't work.
Yeah.
That was his habamina.
So what do you... What
I'm saying what Tosis maskana. Tosis maskana just has to explain the Gemara's habamina.
No. Tosis maskana has to explain... How the Gemara had a Havamina,
right.
A Chalipin should be affected by a guy.
Right, but the Chalipin by an Isha should...
No, not by an Isha, by a guy.
The Gemara's Havamina.
In general, because you're learning out from Sadei Ephron.
Right, but it's trying to learn from Sadei Ephron, the Chalipin of a Shavaputa by an Isha.
No, forget it. That's a second... The Chalipin by an Isha is a secondary consider. Once I have Chalipin, then I can play Chakiris by an Isha. But if I don't have chalipin, there's nothing to talk about.
Let's say the only thing that worked by a guy was chalipin of a shavah prutah. Right? That's the thing that only that
no,
thing
no,
that
no,
worked.
No, no, no. You're confusing.
Oh, it's still fine.
No.
Why not?
Because chalipin, if I show you that chalipin doesn't work by a guy, you have nothing to talk about.
If chalipin doesn't work at all, but if chalipin of a shavah prutah works by a guy.
So what are you saying? Are they just saying that chalipin of a shavah prutah works by a guy?
Yeah, chalipin of a shavah prutah would work by a guy, but not the chalipin, not zudar. The Rabbi is now never old zudar.
No. What are you talking about?
Well, you never said zudar. The Rabbi is now
but that's what he means by it. He means zudar. He means zudar.
Well, that's not Sudar anymore.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah. So Taisa says that Chalipin is appropriate in general for a God. And that's why the Gemara says that if it's an appropriate kinyan for a guy, so it's an appropriate kinyan for Sadei Ephron, because he could have been called Sadei Ephron with a kinyan chalipin, so then I would think that a kinyan chalipin works by an isha. Now, if it works by an isha, now the question is the isha's kinyan excluded because it's pachas mishavah prutah? That's a later consideration. Okay. So go ahead. Chen ha'yaragil Rabbeinu Tam.
Chen ha'yaragil Rabbeinu Tam l'shloach harsha'a b'yad ove kochavim v'yamak nebechalipim.
Yeah.
So what's the harsha'a?
Okay. So in other words, he has a shtar harsha'a that gives what do you call that?
Right.
Power of attorney.
Oh, okay. Power, right.
Correct. It gives power of attorney to somebody. So he couldn't send the guy to give the power of attorney through shlichus because they ain't shlichus le'akum. So how could he transfer the power of attorney from here, let's say, to California through a guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
He can't make him a shliach because ain't shlichus lakum. So the only way he could do it is to be machna, the power of attorney
to the guy.
To the guy.
Hmm. And then he's giving what he already, what he owns. The guy owns it, so he's giving it to the next guy.
Right.
Huh. A shtar wouldn't work if he wrote a shtar and told the guy to deliver it?
It's shlichus.
That's shlichus. That wouldn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Just a second.
Yeah, write a shtar and send it to the guy. It's no good.
Yeah. Yeah, right. In other words, so he would be mocking the power of attorney to the guy through Khalifa. Right? Okay. And then when the guy would get to his destination, so he would give over the power of attorney to the other Yisrael. Also with Chalit. Right?
Right.
So now he says, but you have to be careful. Mihu bozetzar achlizar shalal lichta v'kanina minei yein shlichus eschil olay kachavim kiraminin v'perek chamishi debav metziyah. Ella, what should he write in the shtar? Not like we write in the Ksuba or Kanina Mine. He should write Vekona or Vekachalim Kasvina.
What's the difference?
I have a little note on the side that elaborates from some other Girsa.
Yeah, go ahead. What's the other Girsa?
The kanina, it says on Shalol list of the kanina minay, mashma sheha edim shluchim lekabel hakinyan.
That's right.
That's what you don't want.
That's what you don't want. In other words, when the guy is kona, you don't say that we want. In other words, when we say in the Ksuba the Kanina Mine, what does it mean? That the Edom are saying that they were Kona from the Chasen, they were Kona from the Chasen for the Isha.
So they're like the Shliach of the Isha.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. So you can't say that we made the Kinyan Chalitim for the...
To the recipient.
In the second leg.
Yeah, that's right. You can't say that we made the king chalitim for the guy. In other words, when in the first transaction, we want to get the guy to become the power of attorney. So the Edom can't say that we were kona from the other Yisrael for the guy with chalitim, because that would mean that we're shliach of the guy. Or we just read him the kona over kachov, that he did it himself. That's what Tyson means.
But when we do it in the Ksuba, the kids aren't the ones making it in, are
they? They really should be.
They are on behalf of the Yisha, no?
They really should be.
Doesn't the Masada Gedishin usually
do that? Yeah,
he does it on behalf of the Yisha.
He's watching, though, huh?
Right, he does it. No, he does it on behalf of the Yisha.
Both.
Both.
He does it with both of them, no?
Yeah. He does a suitor with the chosid to be kona for the Isha.
Right. But you're saying in theory it would be better to have the Edom.
The Edom should really. Literally means it. So we say that the Edom saw the king, so it's good enough. You mean
the chosid should deal with the Edom?
Yeah, right.
Chosid should give it to the Edom.
The Edom should give a suitor to the chosid.
Right.
Oh, Edom.
And they should be kona put on the Ephesia. Kana what?
Kanina mina
the Zakhiyah. Right. So what we do is we should kind of shorthand it. That we the Rav gives the Sevir, and he's being Kona for the Isha. And the Edom are saying that we saw it. Doesn't matter if they did it or if they saw it, so it'll be the same thing. As long as there's Edis, that the Kenyan Sevir was done.
But you write in the star of the Kanina Mine.
Right.
Just like it says.
Because you want to say that the Adam saw it.
But technically you're saying it would be better to do it the other one.
Right.
But we're not mocked at
No, we're not mocked.
But would you recommend if it's reasonable to do that, or?
No. You're looking for trouble.
I mean, you can do it.
Everybody would know. We can't.
Oh, yeah. 5 years from now.
I understand. You mean, you don't want to write in the star something which is mashma that it doesn't work.
That's right.
Here, by the ksuba, you'll say, look, so it sounds like they don't count the kinyan. Well, that works also, so whatever. It's love. That doesn't matter.
That's right.
Here, if you write vikaninamine, that wouldn't work. So don't write that.
Right. The want, the power of attorney, and the Edom are saying that we were kona for the guy from the Yisrael, the power of attorney, but they can't do that because there's no shlichus. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. A middle summer. Is that the next question, right?
Yeah.
Even
summer.
What is it in Tama? In Cain. Okay, so does everybody understand it?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay, if you understand, you'll understand better what's happening about Chasna.
Finally.
Did you need a minute?
Is there a question about Mashiach?
Yeah.
You said it's very primitive?
Right.
That's in the acquisition, but I'm not going to just give somebody something to take away. They have to give you something in return for that.
They have to pay you for it.
Yeah, so why is it? So, I mean, we're just looking at one aspect of the acquisition.
Let me rephrase it.
You need kesef in order to achieve it.
No, you don't.
What,
you mean,
what
I can
you
give
me something?
Give you a
Montana?
Yeah.
Right, you're going to that way.
If I'm going to do a business with a guy, he's going to give me something. I'm not just going to stop and give him.
Why, maybe? He's a nice guy. You want to give him something.
But in general, transaction.
Oh, yeah, but if you have some ulterior motive. Oh,
okay, go ahead. But in general, transactions are an exchange, not a matana.
Don't say that too loudly.
In general, transactions are an exchange, not a matana.
No, not an exchange. There is specific Kenyan.
Of many types.
Of different types.
It has a primitive aspect and many abstract aspects.
That's correct.
That's beautiful.
It's nice.
I never understood a Kenyan.
Right.